I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1494, The Sea Monster. I've been rereading the book of Job. Poor guy. He suffered so much, and he even suffered the endless platitudes of his so-called friends and even his wife. He continually proclaims his innocence, and he asks simply for a meeting with God so God could explain things to him. Well, finally, after the back and forth of his three friends, God speaks up in Job chapters 38 to 41. And the climax of what Yahweh had to say was all about the sea monster. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love the God of sea monsters with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. What do you do with the sea monster stuff in the Bible? What's it all about? Daniel Estes, in his commentary teaching the text, writes, "In the Ugaritic or Canaanite mythological literature, Dotan was a twisting sea creature with seven heads that was defeated by Baal. The description of Leviathan in Job 41, as well as references to it in Psalm 74:14 and Isaiah 27:1, likely borrows this familiar ancient image to refer to any factor that threatens to bring disorder to Yahweh's world. The Bible, however, is very clear that Yahweh has triumphed over Leviathan and has even made it to play in the seas, according to Psalm 104, verse 26. In Revelation 12, verses 3 to 9, the defeat of Satan is portrayed with the same kind of imagery, as a great dragon with seven heads is cast down from heaven by the angel Michael. Consequently, in the history of Christian biblical interpretation, the Antichrist, as he wreaks havoc on the earth, is often depicted as riding upon Leviathan. You know, in the ancient world, Leviathan was widely viewed as a mythological monster, and the point was he threatened chaos, but he was, according to the legend, defeated by the Canaanite god Baal. Yet when Yahweh and others in the Bible refer to Leviathan, they're not alleging that the Canaanite myths are factual accounts. Here's what's going on. They're using this creature as a familiar literary symbol of resistance to divine rule. In this way, they were able to make their point understandable to people in the ancient Near East. Well, we do it today, too. Preachers may cite a character from a fictional book or a movie to make a powerful rhetorical point. They may refer to characters such as Cinderella or Darth Vader or Frodo, because everyone knows who they are, the literary characters, and we're not actually saying they exist as real people in the real world. Rather, instead, effective speakers use all kinds of vivid language to increase the rhetorical effect of their messages and to drive home the true point. So here's God's point. As Yahweh describes Leviathan in great detail in Job 41, he's saying, "Job, you can't control Leviathan, but I can, and I do. I'm God, not you, and I will do what's right." Here's the great question. As you think about your life, who or what is the sea monster that you fear most right now? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Job. Without the book of Job, we would be believing the health and wealth gospel. We'd be tempted to think that every trial was because we didn't have enough faith, or we haven't done enough to get in your good graces. That's not the true gospel. You are God, and you tamed the sea monster, and you have tamed the greatest sea monster of all, sin and death. And so we're going to trust you with our life, come what may. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1495. We're getting close to 1500. And in the meantime, the story of Job is a classic. It's a much-needed balance to the theology of good people never suffer, if they do, it's their fault. And it's also the answer to, who is God? Who knows and controls the mysteries that we can't in our own humanness? You know, Moby Dick and Grendel and Beowulf and many other dragon-like people or creatures were inspired by the great text of Job. Yet the truth remains. Let's trust the God who tames the sea monster and not live life fearing the sea monster.